You're listening to ICT You Can. It's Friday the 3rd of February, 2006. Hi, it's a wonderful, beautiful day in Dunedin today. It's about 25 degrees, a few clouds in the sky, the sun's shining. Everything's right with the world. Welcome to the second episode of ICT You Can. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about an educator, an inspirational speaker named Ian Jukes. I had the privilege of going to hear him speak in Invercargill on Saturday last week, and I was blown away. He is definitely a big picture thinker. He puts it all into perspective, and I now understand why it is so important for us to get things right in our classroom for our kids. It is so important for us to start using ICT effectively in our classroom. You can find his website at www.ianjukes.com. That's Jukes with a J. And he has wonderful resources on there. He also has his own blog, which is called The Committed Sardine, and there's a really interesting story behind why it's called The Committed Sardine, but I'll let you find that out for yourselves. So, to his seminar. Wow. Ian started with the illustration of five monkeys in a cage. The scientist hung some bananas up above a ladder. Now, as each of these five monkeys went to try and climb the ladder to reach the bananas, they sprayed all of the monkeys in the cage with ice-cold water. So eventually, none of the monkeys would go near the ladder. So one day they replaced one of the monkeys with a brand new monkey. And guess what? That monkey went straight to the ladder to try and reach the bananas. But they didn't squirt them all with ice-cold water. What actually happened this time was the rest of the monkeys in the cage attacked that poor monkey. So he never went near that ladder again. They replaced another monkey, and you guessed it, they all attacked the new monkey as it tried to climb the ladder. Even the monkey that had just been put in the cage and had only just been attacked itself. So they continued on with this, and then at the end of the experiment, there were five new monkeys in the cage, and none of them would climb that ladder to get the bananas, even though not one monkey in that cage had been sprayed with iced cold water. So why this illustration? He calls this TTWADI. Now, TTWADI stands for That's the Way We've Always Done It. Can you think of some things in your school that are there just because that's the way we've always done it? I can think of a very good illustration in Dunedin. My son has to go to school in the middle of winter in shorts. That's the school uniform. Don't they know that, especially being Australian, it's cold here in winter? But no, the school uniform is shorts. Why? Because that's the way we've always done it. I'm sure you could think of a lot more illustrations like that in your classroom or your school. Change starts slowly, but by the time you notice that something is changing, it changes with an explosion, with a bang. And there are some reasons for this. One's called Moore's Law. Now, Gordon Moore came up with the idea that technology changes at the rate of you get twice the technological power at half the price every 24 months. And if you have a look, this is even more now. Imagine, remember your first computer, what it could do, and how much it cost? Now think about the computer you're using now. And do you know, it's been revised now, and they say that the technological advances are doubling every 12 months, and the prices are halving every 12 months. And that's why we complain so much when we buy a new mobile phone. Within a few weeks, it's cheaper. You buy a new iPod, and within a few weeks, it's cheaper. So what's the implications of that for our classroom? Well, we need to think about what skills our kids are going to need to know that we didn't need when we were growing up. Because think about it, the jobs our year threes will be doing, they haven't even been invented yet. But guess what? They'll be invented by our year fives. Now, the second reason why there's exponential change, or example of the exponential change that's happening in society, is called photonics. It's, you know, laser light, fiber optic cables and all that sort of thing. Well, you're always online. Internet is everywhere. High-speed access anywhere, anytime. My students complain if they have to wait a few seconds for a website to load. Once again, remember back to your first computer, to your first modem, trying to get online, going away, making a cup of tea. Yes. Now, one really interesting thing that Ian Jukes said was that the gap today is not between the have and the have not, but the know and the know not. So we have high speed access and technology is getting twice as good for half the price. These two trends have caused a ripple effect that led to the third trend, the internet. You know, kids are comfortable reading from screens of all different descriptions, just as much as we are from a book. They read from their Palm Pilots, their mobile phones, the computer screen, not to mention the gaming industry. So how is our English curriculum taking this into account? Now, I have listened to some podcasts by Steve Dembo on teach42.com talking about how we need to prepare kids to use this new technology responsibly. They are blogging, they are podcasting, they are texting. We need to get them to think about the ethics and being a responsible citizen in today's society. We need to make sure this is in our curriculum. Okay, the fourth trend that Ian Jukes mentioned that shows the exponential change in our society, in our classrooms, is called infowhelm. Information is everywhere. He was talking about knowledge depreciation. Well, the knowledge depreciation for a doctor is every 10 months. Every 10 months, what they know is out of date. What's happening in our classroom? Are we equipping students with the skills they need to cope with this infowhelm? Are we teaching them how to be able to distinguish between what is correct information and what is not correct information? Publishing is too easy to do. Anyone can publish anything, anytime, quickly. So students need to be able to look for information in three different areas and validate their sources. Infowhelm. Okay, the next two trends that Ian Duke talked about were so interesting. Biotechnology. Look what's happening in the field of biotechnology. GE modification, growing body parts on rats, gaining direct and deliberate control over all the life forms on the planets. There are ethical issues attached with biotechnology. And what are the implications of what's happening in biotechnology affecting the way we teach science? Okay, changes are happening quickly. And the last trend that he talks about is nanotechnology, the miniaturization of this technology leading to portability. You know, the latest chip he showed us was 1 centimeter by 1.2 centimeter in size. And it was 10 million times more powerful than the first building-based computer that was built in 1946. So nanotechnology, this will lead to devices that can be implanted in your body to look for causes of diseases. And now, because of advances in nanotechnology, it has been announced that Moore's Law is being reduced down now to about 6 months. So those are the six trends outlined by Ian Jukes in his seminar. You have Moore's Law, technology is getting twice as good for half the price. Photonics, you can have high-speed access. These have led to the internet, which has led to infowhelm. You can get as much information on whatever subject you like, more than you could ever use. And then there are also the areas of biotechnology and nanotechnology. This is a different world. Our students are wired differently to how we were wired when we went to school. They have different needs. The same way we had different needs when we went to school compared to our parents. We were living in a different world than our parents were, and our students are living in a different world than we did. We need to equip them to survive in that world, to function in that world, and to function well in that world. So we need to think about how we're doing this in our classroom. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you found some interesting information from the Ian Duke seminar. I was blown away. I encourage you to go and have a look at his website, download some of his presentations, and enjoy. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.